Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we love fellowshipping with you, and we thank you that we can do that today together as we hear your word by your Spirit, bringing revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I know some people listen to these one after another, and some people listen to them as they're released on a weekly basis. So we kind of like to review very briefly and not go into too much detail, but we're talking about the echo of God's love. And we gave our scripture over in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we'll look at verse 8 today again. It says, in the Passion Translation, above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins. We're talking about how to walk in love with other people. And we said in 1 John 4:19 that we love because he first loved us. And that's the only way we can love. It's not your human love. It's the God kind of love, agape, that God kind of unconditional love. We're talking about basically overcoming selfishness with that love. Selfishness is of the flesh. It's of the natural realm. But that love that we want to focus on is from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit within your spirit. You know, in Philippians 2, verse 3, it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. And there are a couple of translations we started looking at last time from the Amplified and the Easy to Read version we looked at. Amplified said, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit through factional motives or strife, but with an attitude of humility. And that's a key word here. We need to practice humility, not through works, not a work of the flesh, but allowing God to flow through you with that same humility that Christ had. And it goes on to say, being neither arrogant nor self-righteous, regard others more important than yourselves. I want to read this. Let's look at the Easy to Read version first. That translation, in whatever you do, don't let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and honor others more than yourselves. Don't let pride or selfishness be your guide. Let humility and love be your guide. So if we look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 from the Passion, it says, be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. Abandon every display of selfishness. We just need to abandon it. Amen? Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests. And consider the example that Jesus, the Anointed One, has set before us. Let his mindset become your motivation. Oh my gosh, this is just wonderful. His mindset. We could teach on that, and I believe we have in the past on the podcast, or at least over the years. But let me read on. He existed in the form of God, yet he gave no thought to seizing equality with God as his supreme prize. Instead, he emptied himself of his outward glory by reducing himself to the form of a lowly servant. He became human. And I'm going to stop right there because we could go on and on and on into that. I mean, it's just incredible, Philippians chapter 2 is. But he was all God and he was all man. But I think the King James says something like he laid aside his deity. He laid it aside to come to earth as a man and to live as a man. Do you not think that he was tempted, the Bible says, in every way as we are? And selfishness had to be part of the temptation. There's some more in that I need to dig out and explore. But let's move on. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Let's read on because we realize that we've got to have the same mindset that Christ had to give and to move aside from what we think we are and what does God want us to be in the lives of others. And who are they? See, it's more important to lift them up than it is ourselves. And our human nature, see, we have been given a new nature. You don't have two natures battling in your spirit, man. But boy, I'll tell you, that unrenewed part of your mind wants to really battle you, doesn't it, sometimes? And so you look to yourself instead of the interest of others. Let's read on Philippians 2, verses 1 through 4. I've been trying to get to that from the Phillips translation. J.B. Phillips was an interesting translator. Listen to what he says. We're going to start with verse 1. He says this, "Now if your experience of Christ's encouragement and love means anything to you, if you have known something of the fellowship of His Spirit and all that it means in kindness and deep sympathy, do make my best hope for you come true. Live together in harmony." See, when we're walking in selfishness, there's no harmony. So live together in harmony, live together in love, as though you had only one mind and one spirit between you. Wow, that is so tough in the natural, isn't it? To do that in a marriage relationship, in a friendship, in the body of Christ. That's so hard because there's so many different opinions on a variety of subjects. Let me read on. "Never act from motives of rivalry or personal vanity, but in humility." In humility. Think, wow, just stop right there. In humility, think. Think a different way. Paul, what way are we to think? Like this. "But in humility, think more of each other than you do of yourselves. None of you should think only of his own affairs, but you should learn to see things from other people's point of view." I don't know about you, but this, for me, has taken practice, and I'm still practicing. What's the point of view of someone else? How much am I talking about me? Am I giving more time to ask questions about them? Because people who will open themselves up are willing to talk about themselves, and many times they can find answers to situations they're dealing with. I know when I used to counsel people as a pastor that I would just ask questions and I would sit and just listen to the people talk. It was amazing how many times that they would be able to walk through the challenges, walk through the issues by speaking it out loud, and maybe they had never done that. I know that's something I've done a lot in my life, or maybe too much, but I'll talk it out to say, okay, what are the options here? You know, but like what the word says, you know, man makes his own plans, but God orders his steps. And that's what I want to do. I want God to order my steps. And I know you want God to order your steps when it comes to this point of selflessness versus selfishness. Less of myself. Selflessness. The Message says this, "If you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if His love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care," he's emphatic about this, isn't he? "Then do me a favor, agree with each other." In other words, find a point of agreement. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. That's the kind of friends I like. People we can communicate on a spiritual level. Deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Push yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. I remember hearing a motivational speaker, you know, just a natural, from a natural standpoint, talk about if you want to get ahead, help somebody else get ahead. And that's really the truth. But he said, don't do it out of selfishness. Watch your motives. Have a pure motive. And that's true. I want to help someone else. If you want to help someone else accomplish the vision that God's given them, I've tried to do that over the years. It's not always been successful. But if you can help someone else, as long as you can hook up with their vision, pray for them, give to them in some way. It doesn't have to be monetarily, but anyway, just whatever. What can you do to help someone else accomplish the vision God's given them? Then when you do that, you're sowing seed, you'll reap a harvest, and God will make sure that you have someone to help accomplish the vision that He's given you. I've seen that over the years in my own life. It's just wonderful to watch. You cannot outgive God, no matter what. The Living Bible says, don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourself. And that's what we want to pray today. Father God, we thank you that we do not want to be selfish. We're not living here to make a good impression on someone else. Father, we thank you that we are humble before you, and we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that you will exalt us in due time. Father, we want to think of others better than ourselves. Father, thank you for that understanding of humility and living the way Christ lived on this planet and accomplishing what we need to accomplish by humility rather than selfishness. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.